Samachem and Aleph. As the time gets earlier, Mitzvah soon will have a chance to start learning rounds again. In Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, says the Gemara, the Samachem and Aleph on top of the page. Tanya, we learned. Hamudera no mechaveroi. If somebody, let's say, made an Isano, Shimon said, I will have no benefit from Reuben whatsoever. Ein matidin loy ella befanov. You're not allowed to go ahead and go to Rabbanim in Matan Neder unless you did it in front of Reuven. And the Yishalmi brings two different reasons why we're not allowed to do that. Is the reason because of shame? In other words, there's two ways of learning Pshat Nigmar here, as Aran and other Rishonim explain. Are we talking about two kinds of Nedarim? One Neder is negative against you. I'm saying I don't have any benefit from you whatsoever, or you should have any benefit from me. And the other one is something positive. I will do something for you. So, according to one version of Shami, this is only talking about the Dharma where I want to do something good for you. And now I changed my mind. So the din is, you have to dafka do it in front of the person that you made the neder to embarrass you, because you told him that you're going to give him something, and now you want to withdraw. Maybe if you have to stand in front of him, I'm saying withdrawing, you'd be embarrassed, and you leave it the way it is. But if it's another neder where I hurt you, I said, I don't want you to have enough from me. I should have enough from you. What do you have to do in front of you? That's one version. It could be Hamoydin Hano. I asked Hano that you shouldn't have a no, and so on and so forth. But they're talking about here. He's talking about that. But remember, we just learned about, we're going to learn Yisrael told, Moshe told Yisrael, I'm not going to go to. So the purpose of the Mitzrayim, the purpose of that Neder, and he said, I won't have a no, whatever it is. Even though it's a negative thing, the reason was the safety of his daughter. Exactly. So therefore, if you want to be matter, has to be fun. The other one is.
Can you ask someone else? I want to ask a Yenna from my.
From me, of course.
From my chavet. But my Isur is not chal on him.
It's 100%. No, it isn't.
As we learned, he can turn around and say, you want to make a shvogis? I don't care. I'm going to walk through your house anyway.
Yeah, you'll be over in Avera. We had a member of Chachim Ramah on the Ran who's over in Avera. The one who made the Nether, or the one who actually breached the Nether. When a guy makes a thing about his wife and she doesn't listen, who's over? The husband, the wife? Who gets Malkus? The Rambam says it's the person who made the Neder. And the Ran says, no, it's the person who actually breached the Neder. The Neder is Chal. That's the power, how powerful a Neder is. The other version of the Shalmi is that it's a Chad. If this guy knows that you made, and I don't care what kind of Neder it is, if he knows you made a Neder against him, then he sees that the next day you're not listening to your own Neder, he's Chosh that you're a Baal Aveda. And that's the reason why. Then it makes no difference if the Neder is positive or negative. Of course, it would affect it because my belongings.
Now, that's what I'm saying. Is there a chal on the chayfetz or on the person, the individual?
Okay, so that's the two opinions. And the other thing, another shame hold.
If I say you can't go in my car,
forget what I'm saying. You can't go into his car because my car is my shoes.
So I'm asking my chayfetz. I'm not asking.
We had a lashon before the Gemara. You cannot make a neder asa someone else's chayfetz to someone to a third party.
Because you don't have bailos on the
exactly. Okay. The other Rishayim hold that befanav does not mean that you have to actually do physically in front of him, which is what the Ran learns. They learn befanav means that he has to know about it. You have to notify him. He has to be aware of it or consult him. Tanya learned, Moedin no mechaveda, he made a neder, won't have any enough from him. Ain't matidin le befanav. The only way you can be matid that neder is in front of that person. Minon mehadi, you know, Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, it says, Vayemir Hashem al Moshe, the Abish said to Moshe, the Midian, the Abish said to Moshe, Midian, Lech, go back, Shav Mitzrayim, go back to Mitzrayim. Kimeisu kol anosh, and he all died. What's this Lech? Omer Lo, this is what he said to him. The Midian, Nidarta, in Midian, you made a neder, you're not going back to Mitzrayim. Lech, go back to Midian first. He doesn't say, Shuv Mitzrayim, that's it. What do you mean, Lech? It's as if go and then go back. Go where? Go to Midian. It doesn't mean to pick up your wife and kids. Go to Midian and get permission from Moshe. Tell him that you're undoing the neder that you promised him. You'll never go back to Mitzrayim. And then go back to Mitzrayim. Be mati your neder. See what it says. Vayoyel Moshe. How do we know Moshe made a shvua? Because it says in the pasuk, Vayoyel Moshe the l'shev z'ish. Vayoyel is also the word for promise. Ain't all elo shvua. That means that Moshe swore to Yisrael. He made a shvua. It says in the pasuk. It says Vayoyel itoy ba'ola. He went with him into a shvua. So therefore, since Vayoyel means a shvua, Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvua. So they told him, go be Matan Neder. Big machlekes, who actually was Matan Neder Moshe Rabbeinu? Before Matan Teir, Yisrael was a goy. But they say before Matanede, this kind of a neder, anyone could be Matanede. But Rashi says a big chiddush that all the Achrein talk about. But Rashi says here, who's Matanede? Look at Rashi here. Who's Matanede him? So the Rashi says, or Rabbeinu Gershom, b'midyan lov tap Rashi, ma'u b'midyan leich, what do you mean go to midyan? Elach kamalei, b'midyan nedar talif na Yisrael, you made a neder in front of Yisrael, leich now go, v'hate b'fna Yisrael, and let make this be mati your neder in front of Yisrael. She'ein matin in lele adam, ele b'farav. You have to be mat in front of him. The Yisra he did the Moshe Shloi Losha Mitzrayim. Yisra is one who was mat who said to Moshe, don't go back Mitzrayim. B'pnei Oysan Hanoshim of Akshon Hargoy. So he did it for Moshe's benefit. However, V'omar and Hagos Bach says Rabban Gamliel. Don't know who this Rabban Gamliel is. Or V'omar Rebbe, my Rebbe said, you know what Pshat is? You know who's mat in Ned and Moshe? Can't be Yisra, he was a goy. Talmud Chochem Meifel Atzmai. This line of Rashi is like a different than everything we learned in Nedarim. We can't be Mata your own Nedarim. The only thing that we learned of Yudam and Aleph was that a Talmud Chochem could be Mata's own Chedim. If he put himself, remember we used to have these Rabbonim put themselves in Chedim before they put their Talmidim in Chedim. And then he was Mata himself. And the reason why he did that is one reason is to remember that he put his Talmud in Chedim, so eventually take him out. No one can be Mata your own Nedar. No. He made it tonight. He said, as long as you can find a girl for me, you can't find a girl, you can't find a girl. It wasn't nether, but Kozman, I want you to look. Don't go to Canaan, and that stayed. Never changed. That. Avram made a nether. Avram made a nether. He made a nether. You cannot find for my daughter Yitzchak a girl from Canaan. That was a shvur. That stayed. Nothing.
There's a sikh from the Rebbe. I think it's about when Yaakov Avinu married the two sisters.
Yeah. So because he behaved that way.
That the Nedorim, Bnei Noach were makabel the union of Nedorim.
Yeah.
Even from generation.
Yeah, but doesn't give that power to be matter. How can it be matter?
He was a chacham.
We have a pasuk in
the. She was still a goy.
Not in halacha. Not in halacha. It's not in halacha. We have a pasuk that he can loyach loy. Who in the moichav of mycha chedim? We had it has to be that, you know, either a three yaches are equal to one mumcha. Of course, that's to be eaten. So that bothered Rashi. So he says Tamachacha Mefalatsa. Anyway, all the Mefoshim talk about it. This Rashi, this Rabbeinu Gershom. It's like a bomb, exactly what you said. But I just noticed, I goes back and see before, says Rabbi Gamliel, some kind of Tana. Who? That's discussed in halacha.
There is a gedder of
sure. So what? So they can be matanet. If they can make it, they can be matanet. Why shouldn't be a problem? What's it do with Moshe Rabbeinu? If he kept mitzvahs, if the others kept the mitzvahs like a yid, Moshe definitely kept it like a yid.
But that was all mitzvah hidur. That wasn't.
So what? So how was he matanet? But he won't go against his hidur. The hidur said it's no good. He won't go. But that's not the point. The point is that he was matanet himself. Then it won't be matanet at all. Just go. He was matter, but he did it himself. And he says it because Talmud Chacham. What does it do with Goyim? I mean, what are you throwing in? It says Talmud Chacham can be made for his own Nidor. That's the Chiddush of Rashi here. Anyway, that's not my issue. That's what we all talk about. Let's continue weiter. Now that we mentioned that they came, that Shavua, says more about it. Vegam, so to say the Pasuk, Vegam Melech Nebuchadnezzar, by Nebuchadnezzar Morad, he rebelled. How did Tzidkiyahu rebel? Asher Hishbi Yoy Belekim, he made him swear in the Eivishter. My Marduse, what's going on here? What was the rebellion of Tzidkiyahu? Asher, we find Tzidkiyahu Nebuchadnezzar. One day, Tzidkiyahu walked into the room Nebuchadnezzar was sitting, and he saw him eating a live. Rashi Tup shot him a live rabbit. Other pshat was raw. He was like Japanese eating raw meat, whatever they call that thin thing. But other pshat Rashi is that he ate a live rabbit, and that's cruel, even for Nebuchadnezzar. On Malay, he was caught. He said to Tzidkiyahu, "Ishtabel, he swear to me, lemegale, like you won't tell anybody what you just saw." Well, the tefik milsin, nothing should come out of your mouth. Ishtaba. This is not a neder. This is a shvur. When you swear a shvur, you swear in the Eibush's name. The save at the end have a comment. You ever know something that you bother you that you can't share with anybody else? The Ran actually learns it doesn't make sense. Tzidkiyahu was a tzaddik. What's going on here? So the Ran learns it bothered him that he was it was hampering his avodas hakodesh. He couldn't daven the whole time. He couldn't learn because all he thought about the whole time was that the picture of Nebuchadnezzar eating, and he had to share it with somebody. So, Ichul Ashvua. So he went to the Rabbani and said, "I want to be Shoyel on a Shvua," which that in itself causes a lot of issues because we learned in the Gemara before you can't be Shoyel on a Shvua. On a Neder, you can be Shoyel, but a Shvua used the Eibush's name, which in the Pasuk said before, Shava Eloka, he swore the Eibush's name. You don't want to use the Eibush's name in vain. You can't be Matan Neder. What happened there? This whole Gemara is brought a lot of issues here. Anyway, he went to be Shoyel on a Shvua. And he said, Shom Nebuchadnezzar, they come of Azalei. And he told the Rabbanim what he said. So Nebuchadnezzar heard that people started making fun of him. And the only one who knew was Sidkiyo, Shalom Vaisenhezekiyo. He brought the Sidkiyo together and he said, "What's going on here? Amalei Chazis is my Kovitz Giyo. Did you see what happened here? What Sidkiyo did? Lav Hochi, Kovim Mishtabalei. Didn't he swear to me? So and so and so. Bishmod Shmai, in the Abish is named Delay Maglini. He'll never tell anybody. Amalei," so Rabbanu said, so Sidkiyo said, "Ichili Ashvuasa. I will show you on my shvua." Amalei, so Nebuchad said, "What? Machinus was? Well, you go to confession and you undo your sins. You just go in and you turn your shvua into nothing." Amalei inya. I'm a little bit fun of, but let me ask you a question. When you make a neder regarding somebody else, don't you have to do it in front of the guy, or should I have fun of? Or even the guy who's affected by the neder doesn't have to be present. And this is the rai of the Ran. The befun of means literally the guy has to be there. I'm going to lay befun of. It's the Chum said, "You're right. It should be befun of." I'm like, "Nuva out of my business. What did you do? What you did? My time will I'm written to Zigio. Why did Zigio that it's no good?" Now, what actually happened? It's Yo was a tzaddik, so how was he matineder? If it was wrong that the chachamim were matineder, why how could they do it? So the answer is because b'diyeved, if you don't do b'fun, it's still a hatoras neder. If a king tells you to do something, even though a king tells you to go against an isa deraisa, you don't listen. Even isa derabanan, but since the b'diyeved is good enough, therefore the chacham had no choice; they had to listen to Yo, king. So Yo did it because the Ran says he couldn't daven and learn properly, and therefore basically he was destroyed. Well, Eden was chased out of not necessarily sure, but Eden was chased out of. Went to Golos. Miyad, immediately, what did he do? Yeshvu l'oretz yidmu. Yeshvu l'oretz, he sat down on the ground. Yidmu zikne batsiya, yidmu, and they were quiet. Zikne batsiya, and the elders of batsiya. What happened was, Amar Yitzchok shesham tu kadi mitachtein. First, when he brought them into his palace, he put them on golden chairs, because he had a lot of respect for knowledge. When he saw how they misbehaved, they abused, he threw them down. Another question I will ask is that, the famous question, Tzidkiyo, the only way you can be matan neder is you have to spell out what your neder was. But the shvua that Tzidkiyo made to Nebuchadnezzar was that he would not tell anybody. So how was he ever matan neder in the first place?
In order to first be circular, neder, you had to be over the
shvua. Exactly, in order to be matan neder, to be over the shvua already. So and we don't find that is it retrospective, but he was ready even aveda. So the answer, and one of the answers I can't remember who said it is, that's exactly what happened here. He couldn't tell them what the neder was. If the Rabbanu would have heard what the neder was, of course they would have told him, "We're not going to be matan neder," because they knew that the Eden would be in peril. But because he couldn't tell them, he just said, "I made a neder. I can't tell you to who, I can't tell you what, but let me tell you that I'm a king and it's bothering me, I need to be matan neder." So the Chum will matan neder. So in that case, you're allowed to. You can't be mafarid because you couldn't be mafarid. That was part of the neder. The Chachamim, the king told him to, they did. And therefore, this whole problem happened. Otherwise, the Chacham never would have been matan neder. Anyway, convoluted story. Yeah, because but if you know, you have to take a say. We were sat by Hatorz Adorim, and somebody, if you remember a specific neder, you're supposed to be mafarid the neder. Yes, funny because there are too many. But if you have a specific neder, sorry, what were you saying? The principal, like Befanov, yeah, that's why he got angry. They didn't know what the neder was till now. Anyway, that sort of explains a little bit what happened there. Mishnah. This Mishnah is a little bit ironic, I think. Not that I saw anybody pick up on it, but a little bit ironic. Rameir says, we had before in the Mishnah, Machlekes Abelezer Chachamim. We had a Machlekes, what Abelezer said, you know, we always be Matan Neder, we say, you know, when we use a Pesach. Had you known you're insulting your parents, what would be? The Chachamim say, Mefedish not. That's not good enough, because it's not taken seriously. But what is good enough is, if you go, only if it's vis-a-vis directly to your parents. Then we had a machlekes about Noilid. The Mishnah finished off saying, Rabbi Lezer says that Noilid is also a good Pesach, and the Chacham is saying that Chacham is not saying a good Pesach. Okay, like he didn't know the guy would become a safe and all that. And the Abelezer that I was from Moshe Rabbeinu, because they told him Nosav Avinu died, he can go back, and that was Noilud. And Chacham said, no, it was not. He died. It was Anias, poverty, which happens quite often, already happened before. Says the Mishnah, Rameyah says that forget the Abelezer, there are things which are right in between Noilud and Noilud, because it's not exactly Noilud. I'm Matir also. Abelezer is Matir, complete Noilud. I'm Matir even if it's not complete Noilud. For example, Yesh Dvorim Shehein Kinoilud, but Ve'einen Kinoilud. If I would have made a Tanaya, if I make a neder ala Tanaya, say I'm making a neder, I'm not going to walk in the house as long as you have that evil dog, a barking dog in your house. The moment you remove the barking dog, I can walk into your house. I don't have to be matan neder, I don't have to go to Rabbanim, because that, the neder was predicated on a Tanaya. What happens if I didn't say the lashon of a Tanaya, but I gave you the reason why I'm making a neder? I'm making a neder, I'm walking into your house, there's an evil dog there. But I didn't say al tanai, kozman, the evil dog is there. The bad, you know, the terrible dog is there, the vicious dog is there. I didn't say kozman. I just said, I'm not walking in the house because there's a dog there. So the question is that considered a neder al pitanai or not? So I may says there's things which look like noilid, because right now the dog is still barking, but the ain't, you know, it's not really noilid. But the ain chachamim moedin loy, chacham, big machlek is a shining whether the gis is the ain chachamim moedin loy, even in this case chachamim moedin, or in this case vachachamim moedin loy, they will be moedin because not really noedin. Katan. Omer koinim shayinayis aplaini, I'm not going to marry this girl, Shavira, because her father is a bad person. He didn't say, I'm not marrying a girl as long as her father is a bad person, or as long as her father's alive. He just said, the reason why I'm not marrying it is because he comes from bad pedigree. Omru loy, they told him, mace. Her father died. That's like Noilid, right? At the time when you made the neder, the father was alive. Yeah. So, Ramei, or Koinim, Labai, Zashani, Nichosh, Hakelev, Rabbi, there's a bad, there's a vicious dog there. They have pet boa constrictors in the house. Omruloi, they told him later on, Mesa Kelev, the dog is no longer alive, the snake is gone. Harehain, Kenoilid, Veni, Kenoilid. That's in between, and it's all right. Why? Because I make. Only had a lion, a tiger. We told him last time, we had a gvir down the block. We had a rich person living down the block from our yeshiva. He had a tiger as a pet. A tiger. Whenever he left, whenever he would go, he was locked in a cage. Whenever he went overseas and he went to travel very often, they used to release the tiger in his premises. Nobody ever broke into his house to run around the garden. Imagine?
Good security system.
But we used to hear it at night sometimes. Ooh. I'm sure he had somebody. Whatever, but yeah. That's it. Now, what's ironic about it is this. What's like? The ain't chacham moilug, and I'll give you don't agree with him. They say no, this is still considered noilug. What's ironic here is that Meir says that even though you didn't clearly stipulate this is a tanai, it's treated as if you made it predicated on the fact that there's a vicious dog here. It's as if you made it a tanai, and therefore the tanai is gone. It's all right. Rameyah is the one who holds that everywhere in Shas you need a Tanai kafel. Even if you spell out Tanai, it's not good enough unless you spell out both ways. If you do this, baba. If you don't do this, like B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven. Here, and the Chacham say you don't need Tanai kafel. One Tanai is enough. We know exactly what you're saying. Here, Rameyah says, when it comes to Neder, not even one. He didn't even say it in the word of a Tanai. As long as we can interpret what you're saying, it sounds like a condition. That's already a condition. The Chacham says, no, we need a real condition. Very, very ironic. No, no one talks about it. What do you mean? No, you didn't say it. Ramei is talking about what you said in the nether. You said. Says the Gemara. What do you mean? We just said before the guy died. That's the case of Noilid. Remember, we had the Abelezer's whole raya was that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that Dos Avinu are dead. So therefore, it's like Noilid. So why are you telling me this is not Noilid ve'en Noilid? Two answers, think about it. Rav Huna answers, Nase ketoyle nidre bedover. It's not because it's Noilid. It's as if you made it tonight. Nase ketoyle nidre bedover. I made hold, since you mentioned the reason in your nether, you said, I'm not marrying this girl because she has a terrible, vicious, evil father. You mentioned that in your nether. It's as if you made it tonight. That's what I made holds. Rabbi Yechiel says, no, kvar mez ekras tshuva kamale. You know what we're talking about here? It's not a tanai at all. But the Varti, it's noilid. If you give, Rabbi Yechiel holds, if you give the reason as to why you made an edda, that's not called a condition. And you and if things change, it's noilid, you can't, you have to still be mat an edda. Over here is talking about, they told him, by the way, you know, Tuesday afternoon when you made an edda, Monday morning he was dead already. So therefore your whole edda was based on an error. Kvar meis, kvar osa tshuva. So therefore, that's the reason why. And that's why there's a Tur Shulchan Aruch over here that everybody talks about again. The Tur Shulchan Aruch says over here, he paskins that if you say the reason in your neder, it's as if you made it tonight. And therefore, in the case of the father, where the father died, kvar os, kvar mei, kvar zetshuva, therefore it's all right. And every time it works out, it's two different answers and they don't fit in. Anyway, back to Gemara. Moshe, Rabba has a question. Koinim, a guy made a neder, she'eini, noise, ploini, kura. I'm not going to marry this ugly girl. When they were nudging him to marry Leah, he said, I'm not marrying that ugly girl. But Hareino turned out to be, she was actually beautiful. Shchoida, I'm not marrying this girl, she's a Schwarze. But Harei Levona turned out to be, she's a girl of ice. Tzora, she's a midget. But Harei Arucha turned out to be, you got the wrong girl, she was tall. Mutabo. She's permitted, yeah. Now, the Braise says, why is she permitted? Not because she used to be ugly and she became pretty, or that she used to be black and now she became white, like Michael Jackson. Or the Tzor of Anasa Rucha is short and suddenly she took some hormones and she shot up over there. It's only because the Neder is a Tuss. That's what the Braise says. So I said, this is the Mishnah, this is the next Mishnah, tomorrow's Gemara. We'll have this tomorrow in the Mishnah. Now, L'chayda, isn't this exactly the same thing as before? It's Bish, Leimel, Rav Hunu understood the Mishnah before, that when you gave a reason, the reasons are Tanai. So this is a different thing altogether. Nothing changed. Here, the Vart is, the whole thing was a mistake. You were wrong. The Mishnah we did before, Sabchayim and Al, was talking about where you were right at the time, but things changed. It's like you made it Tanai. And Sabchayim was talking about, you were wrong from the beginning. She was never black. She was never ugly. So therefore we have two Mishnahs. Tana, Tana, Nidra, B'dava. The first Mishnah is he made a Ned, he made a Tanai. But Tana, Nidra, B'dava. And this is talking about a case where he made a mistake. You thought she's short and turned out to be she was tall. Elul Rabbi Yechanan, who just told us Pshat of Samachay is that you made a mistake. At the time you made a neder, you said that the father was a terrible person, turned out to be he was already dead or he already did tshuva. You already made a mistake. So what's the chilum of Samachay and Samavav? It's the exact same thing. Both are neder toys. What if they twice need the toys? And Murakash, take a problem of Yechid. In other words, we passing like Rav Huna. Yeah. Next mission of Oyda, Rabbi Meir says, we had way earlier that when you want, one thing we had at yesterday's Gemara is that when you want to be mat, you want to find the Pesach, you cannot put him to shame that he has, put him in a corner, box him in, that he has no choice but to say, oh, had I known that, I would never have said it. And he doesn't really mean what he's saying right now, but for example, he said, you know that, you're over the whole Taylor, you're no longer considered a Jew. Would you have done that? Of course he'll say no. So then you're not, it's not a genuine, exactly, you're boxing him in. So we had it in the beginning, if you come out too strong, if you bring out a pasuk, boitel mitkaris, that it says people who make nedarim will get stabbed with knives, and say, oh, I haven't known that, I've never made a neder, that's not a good hataras neder, because he's not genuine. Comes along, this mission says, but if it's an individual mitzvah, had you known that you'd be over this particular mitzvah, he had yesterday Gemara, he made a neder against his parents, and then you say, you know, if you know you would insult your parents, it doesn't bother him. If he had chutzpah and neder to his parents, I don't want you to walk into my house where he cares if he bothers his parents. And yet, if he has chalat, it must be genuine. So it says, "Vayta Amar Meir, Pois Chilay Minak Kosher B'Teira." You can use the Pesach different psukim. For Oimlo, we're talking about a neder. You made a neder. I don't want you to have any hanah from me. I don't want you to walk into my house, or I will never walk into your house again. Why would I make such a neder? Obviously, we had a fight. Why else would you make such a neder? When you have a fight, you're over so many avedas. After Chikamoicha, Leisikna Chicham Levavcha, you shouldn't hate your brother. Leisikim Leisitta, you know, I'll take revenge. You're over individual avedas. So if we tell this guy, you know, when you made the neder, you're not going to walk into his house. Or you made a neder, you don't want him to walk into your house. You realize that you're over in the kama. Would you have done that? So we're talking about individual mitzvah. Now you could have said, I know, but I don't care. And if he says, yes, you're right, I didn't realize that, I'll take it back. That means he's genuine. It's not clear whether you're over all these Avedas or each is a different case. Those every time you're over in a Kama, you're also over the Haftar. Is that what he's saying? Yeah. Every time you do in a Kama, are you also over the Isra of the Sisra Chichabavacha and you're also over the Sisra of the Chichabavacha? Because the Rambam clearly passes, you're not. The Rambam says if you do in a Kama, you're not over the Sisra. Because the Isra of the Sisra is only Bilvavacha. If you do nothing about it, I walk around harboring this hate, I bear a grudge against the guy, that's an Avera, Lassisa, you're not going to hate your brother. But if you go ahead and you do Nukama, then it's no longer a Bilvavecha, I did something about it. So the Rambam clearly is bothered by that, and he differentiates between one Avera and the next. The way the Mishnah seems to be learning is, it's all bunched together. And they actually asked that on the Rambam from this Mishnah. It seems like every time you do Nukama, you're over Lassikim, or Lassita, you're over Lassisna, you're over Havtachachamaycha. A whole slew of Averis. And then the last one is V'chayach Hechimach. If somebody is, if a Yid is poor, there's a mitzvah to not only give him tzedakah, but you got to push it, give him food that he can live. So they tell him, this, I understand, but chutz the general mitzvah of tzedakah, if a guy needs to live, push to eat, you have another mitzvah called V'chayach Hechimach, over and above the mitzvah of tzedakah. So what? That's right. Yeah. You have to let him live, exactly. Now, what happens? They tell you, guy, this guy is an Ottoman. He needs help. If you would have known that you cannot help him, because you're a good person, you like to help Eden. If you would have known that you cannot help him because you'll be over the chayah chichayimach because of your neder, would you have made your neder? Shuani. They ain't after Yachal Afan, so you can't feed him. Amar, he says in all of these things, Ilo Yisi Yodea, Shu Kein Lo Yisi, No Yodea is a Mutter, that's all Mutter. Says Yimara, Amar, Lera Mundabar, Rabchina, Lera Bonon, Neymar, why can't he say, on the last thing at least, you're telling me, V'chai Chichimach, why can't he say, Kol Duma Ani, Lava Lai Nofil, because the guy's poor, I have to feed him? Why am I Mechuy to feed him? There's a whole community out there. And if there's a whole community out there, there's a family that's poor, so everyone has to give $10, I'll give the $10. And that $10 I'm allowed to give, because I'm not giving it to him. I give it to the Kupa Tzedakah, and the Gaboyim Tzedakah, give whoever they want. It's like no thing we had a while ago, we could put it on a rock and say, whoever wants to take the money from the rock, can take the money from the rock. And the Gemara, interesting what the Gemara says here. Name, but why can't he argue? Kol de ma'ani lav olai nofil. What are you throwing me the chayach chichimach, make me feel guilty? Everybody's poor. I'm the one who's responsible to make sure that I have to feed him. My the matel lefanis ibahadukuliyam lefanislei. I'm no different than every other yid in this community. Every yid has to give a certain amount of money to take care of the poor. I'll give my money. Amalei ani oimer. I say kol hanoyful and noyful yagabait chila. Oh, we're talking about his guy. He's a cousin of yours. And the way it works generally is if somebody falls on a hard time, they don't run straight away to the Gabbai Tzedakah. First they go to their family. I need help. You're his family. This is the worst thing. See, who else fights in that family? You're his family. And therefore when he comes to you, you can't say, oh, I'm a member of the community, because we know that your family comes first. It's a dinner pasuk. Sarcha al tis'alim. You have to take care of your family before anybody else. Doesn't matter what tzedakah there is, the first and foremost you got to take care of your kids, your cousins, family. They're your chiv. So therefore, the poor man comes to you first. You can't say, I'm a member of the community, I'll give to the tzedakah and they'll give you. No. Here's the chayach chichimach comes to you as well. So he doesn't bring the sarcha al tis'alim, he brings the chayach chichimach, but it's the same idea. No, the Gabbai Tzedakah should be a last resort, not a first resort. On the other hand, you can argue people would be embarrassed to go to their family. Anyway, let's continue very quickly. Another Pesach, a guy who has to divorce his wife. So one of the way, and he made a neder, I make a neder divorcing my wife. So how do we get out of it? He obviously changes his mind. How do we get out of it? So this is how we go to him and say, you can afford the ksuva. This is what happened. A guy made a neder his wife. I know. And he has to divorce her and give her a ksuva. Now, normal ksuva is 200, and you have a toisefes, you add to it, he added 200 as well. Total 400. He came for Rabbi Akiva. He said, look, the ksuva is $400, but all I own in total in the whole world is $400. All my assets combined. The chayv only because of money is too bad. You got to pay her out the $400. Amar Rebbe Yiches Me Dinin Inich Abba. My father left the Yerusha of 800 dinin. Notel Achi Dalal Me. My brother took 400. Vani Dalal Me. All I own in total is 400 zuzim. Loi Daya Shetitli Masayim Vani Masayim. Isn't it fair? Let her keep 200. I'll keep 200. Let me live. Only Rebbe Kiva. Afila at the Meiches Sar Roishich. If you sell the hair on your head, at the Neishalik Sevel, you pay her every last cent. Amaloi, so the husband said, that's the halacha. Ilu ha-yisi yedea shukain, had I known that that's what it is involved, lo yisi neider, I wouldn't have made the net in the first place. I'd rather live with her than, I thought she's very expensive, I can't afford her, but I can't afford to divorce her either. V'itira b'kiva, b'kiva said, oh, that's a good Pesach. And based on that, he allowed it. We know that the properties of a person's meshuvah to ksuvah, where do you find metalkli? Now, very interesting. When it comes to a bal chayv, a lender, the din is, that I could take from the lender, from the borrower, I could take anything, his loose assets, his liquid assets, his properties, whatever it is. But if he has nothing and I go to the people who bought from him, I can only take from them, seize from them the property, not the metalkin. No. By ksuva, it works differently. By ksuva, not only I cannot take the money, the metalkin from the buyers, I cannot even take the metalkin from the husband. The only thing that I have a lien on, the woman has a lien on, is the property of the husband. She has a ksuva $400, gets these assets. If he has no assets, only money, can't take it. No, it's up to him. No, totally up to him. So that's the most question here. And here we see, we're talking about the wife and husband. There's no kuchas here. We're talking about the wife and husband. And what does Rabbi Kiva say? The hair on your head. What's hair? Hair is metalklin. You'll sell the hair, you'll make money and give it to her. What's Rabbi Kiva telling him? Pay your metalklin. Where it says when? That's the most question. Metalklin, me mishtabu l'ksuva. Says when I mishtabu m'shubud. Omer the Bible says, karke. No, this is what happened. Karke shove ches medina. Yashin, not $800 cash, but $800 property. But then Abakiva say, sell the hair on your head, that's metalklin. No, you give her the whole property. How are you going to live? You sell your hair and you live on your hair. But I feel you sell the hair to you to live. But what do you give her? Only property. If you don't have property, you don't give her. That was before the Goyinim. If you know, the Goyinim came along and changed the rule. They said that a person's metalklin are meshubah to the wife. But before the Goyinim, only property. So the mother shaman over here, we see, if Rabbi Kiva told him, I don't care if you have nothing left at all, or you have the hair on your head, sell it. We know when it comes to Erchin, when a guy makes a promise to the Hegdish and he has no money, and he has very little money, we work out with him. Okay, we got to leave you enough for food, we got to leave some clothing, we got to leave this and that. But when it comes to loans, if you owe $100, if all you own in the whole world is $100, too bad, we'll take the $100 from you. Actually, we'll continue tomorrow. It's getting late.